My name is Eric Zenz. I'm a principal PM lead with Microsoft and the SharePoint team.
I'm Bobby Burns. I'm a program manager on the SharePoint and project team as well.
And we're here today to talk about how you can get started organizing with team tasks in SharePoint 2013. If you have any questions, we're going to try to push all those to the end. We're also going to try something a little different and try to respond to the Twitter stream of questions. So if you just tweet at SPC12 and SPC178, we'll pull those up here and try to answer those. We'll probably also have a microphone. I'm not quite sure about that. But definitely, if anything comes up, comment here. If we don't answer it today, we'll answer it. Or if we don't answer it during the session, we'll get back to them later this afternoon.
Great. So on average, each of you works on 5 projects at a time, ranging from a couple of weeks to maybe a few months. And you know, you're happy 5 projects is manageable, right? No big deal. But you have these to-dos. You may be tracking them in Excel. They may be in email. You may be using even more formal project management. And it's starting to get a little overbearing. In addition, with all the communication, the collaboration, the documents that you have going on, it becomes seriously overwhelming, if not scary. What a mess. Sound familiar? Yeah, I see some heads on there. All right. So today, let's toss that aside. Let's show you how SharePoint 2013 addresses all of that, and we're going to cover it in 4 key simple tenets. The first is organize. I'm going to show you how anybody can take a group, get them started, get them organized around a project. The second, Eric will cover how we're going to collaborate and how a team member is going to be able to contribute to the 5 to 7 projects they're a part of at any given time. We're next going to cover how you can go beyond the desktop. You can access this from any mobile device and liberate you from your PC. And last, we're going to show you how we're going to continue to innovate, how this project space is really just a platform that we're going to be able to build on, and your task management solution is going to grow to fit your needs. So organize. You need to organize a group of people to collaborate on a project. You need to keep all the documents together. You need to have all the communication in a single location so anybody can get caught up to speed. And you need to spend less time going around and getting all those status updates from all the various systems and an email and probably text messages and phone calls, all that. So with that, we're going to jump right into the demo and show you how you can do this in SharePoint 2013. Okay, everybody can see my screen. Well, you could see my screen. And now you can see my screen. Yep. Fantastic. So I'm on my newsfeed. This is how I start my day. I come to my SharePoint, my site, and I'm able to see all the things people are communicating about. This is my following page. So I'm seeing just the people I'm following or the particular projects I'm following, and all of that's consolidated. You see this top part, Garth here, who is my boss. Everybody's got a boss. Is asking me where the marketing event is at and have we finalized the budget. And I know Eric and I are slacking on that. We're a little behind. Email's gotten too tough to manage this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a project in SharePoint. And it's as simple as going to this sites page here on the top suite nav. I click there, and now I get the list of all the projects that I'm a part of or the things I'm following. So we see a few there. I'm going to go ahead and just click new site. I don't need to think about where this is going to go. It's as simple as just giving it a name. So in a few seconds, I'll have a new SharePoint 2013 team site. And this is going to be a central location for me to store my documents, consolidate all the communication, and track to-dos. Now, for those of you familiar with SharePoint 2010 and previous versions, this has gotten a makeover. The team site is lightweight by default. So we have a OneNote notebook that you can use to, you know, drop your notes, collaborate in that manner. Of course, SharePoint's all about documents, so we have your document library. And in fact, Eric and I have already a few documents on this project. So let's show one of my favorite features, which is drag and drop, and I'm sure you saw it at the keynote. I have a couple documents here. I'm going to go ahead and drag those in. And in seconds, they're uploaded. So that's great. In addition, I have the news feed, and this is where I'm going to be able to have communication and keep everybody consolidated. From there, I can extend the team site to fit my needs and customize it. And we do that with, or we enable that with this getting started tiles here. So I have a bunch of different options. One is share the site. So let me share it with Eric. And I'll add Garth as well because, you know, he's going to want to be up to date on this. So I'll share it. Great, I got that. And then I'm going to at mention Eric. Let him know that this is the project where we're at and that we need to get organized. Great, post that, and there you go. So Eric will get that in his feed when he comes to work today, and he'll know that this is the site we're collaborating on. Now, I can use some of the other tiles to add other custom lists or other apps. I can, you know, change the look and feel of the site, but today we're here to focus on working on a deadline. So I'm going to get organized with task, timeline, and a calendar. And so this just lets me know it's going to add a couple apps, and it's going to add the project summary to my homepage. Okay, so now I have the project summary, and it's barren. You know, we don't have any tasks yet. So I'm going to follow its lead. I'm going to click the edit button and go directly to the task list. And you see here that I am brought into inline editing mode. This is an Excel-like grid, so super fluid, super easy to just get your stuff in just like you would with Excel. I can, you know, just type event registration. That's one of the tasks that we have. I don't need to give it a due date. I don't need to give it an assign to. It's simple. It's lightweight. I just need to give it a name. Now, if you're anything like me, nobody, and I mean nobody, starts in SharePoint. Let's be honest. Where do we really start? We start in Excel. So here I have my Excel spreadsheet, and it has all of the tasks and some of the dates and some of the people I know I've wanted to work with. I'm going to copy that. And I'm going to go right back to this grid, and it's so Excel-like that I can paste from Excel. So in a few seconds, I'll have all of my tasks in SharePoint ready to go. And you notice that this first task, it's telling me that it's added it to the timeline. So the task list in SharePoint 2013 has a timeline above its views by default. We're going to cover that in more detail and show you how you can make some really cool timelines in a second. Now that I have all of my tasks in SharePoint on the list, I want to cover that we have a couple of nice views here. I mean, this is just the all tasks, but I could switch to the calendar view if that's how I wanted to consume them. There's a Gantt if you like to do more kind of formal managing of your predecessors and linking of tasks. I can drill on my task, late task, etc. And the view is, again, lightweight by default. So we have task name, we have due date, and we have assigned to. Those are the things that we think team members really need to focus on. So all of the power that you have in SharePoint 2010, those fields are still there. We just haven't put them on the default view because we want to give you a clean experience in 2013. Now, I have some of these tasks, and planning is a really large task. In 2010, you would have had to take a large summary task and actually declare it as a summary task. It would have rendered as a folder, and then you can drill down into that. In SharePoint 2013, we wanted to make it super simple. We don't need complicated things like summary tasks. We just want to group these things. And so what I'm going to do is take some of these smaller tasks here, and I'm going to group them under planning. So I've selected them. I'm going to go to the task tab in the ribbon, and I'm going to hit indent. So much like a bulleted list in Word, Outlook, etc., I'm able to group these tasks. Now, for all you power users out there, one of the great features in SharePoint this release is that all the list items are Shift and Control Select enabled. So I'm not going to cheat here. I'm holding down Shift and I'm selecting all those tasks. Pretty cool. And I'm going to indent them using a shortcut key as well. So all the shortcut keys are in this handy little helper here if you ever want to remember what they are. So really cool. So I've got my tasks grouped. They're looking good. But you know what? I forgot a task. Oops. I forgot a task. Normally I'd have to add that to the bottom of the list, and if I wanted to figure it, like, you know, redo where it appears in the list, I have to come up with a complicated sort. That seems like a lot of work. What I'm going to do instead is just hit the insert button, and right in the middle of my list, I'm able to add book catering that I forgot. Again, super simple, no complicated sorts. I can control the hierarchy. In fact, I can move event registration here. If it needs to be lower in the list, I can move it to right before final checkpoint using drag and drop. And you'll notice that it respected the hierarchy. It actually indented itself automatically. So super easy for me to organize my task however I want. Don't need to sort them or don't need to come up with a complicated sort. Let's see. As time goes on, I'm going to fill in more details. So I know that I need to have event registration due on the 4th. Get that. Great. And let's see. If I have more details, for example, maybe there's some more complicated stuff from the marketing task, I can drill into that, into its form. I can give it, you know, a start date as well. I could control its percent complete. Exactly. Let's go with 11:19 here. Save that. Okay. So I think all the details are looking good. Now I'm going to focus on the timeline. I'm going to take that task list and I'm going to display it in an easy way for team members and key stakeholders to know the high-level plan and where we're going. So I'm going to select the marketing task, the event registration task, and the product launch task. And I'm going to go and add those to the timeline. So the timeline is buttoned here on the task tab. Click Add to Timeline. And you notice they appear. Now, when I did that, you'll notice a couple things. All of the tasks that just have a single date appear as milestones. The marketing task, which I went into the form and added the start date, that appears as a bar or a date range on my timeline. Now, planning, I want to be a date range as well. I don't have to necessarily drill into my form. From the timeline directly, I can click display as bar, and it's super easy for me to pick my date here. Let's go to the 5th, save, and again, that'll become a bar as well. All of these things are drag and droppable, so I can click event registration, I can move it wherever I want my timeline. I'm going to pin it up here. All right, I changed my mind. Now I want it to be a range as well, so I'll go back into display as bar. And let's say the 14th, we'll start that tomorrow. I have two bars here, so you see how the timeline automatically adjusted and made two channels. I could drag and drop this as well and move that up if I prefer that. But really what I want is I want event registration to cover entire range. So I'm gonna go to the timeline tab here, and I'm gonna display it as a callout. And when I did that, now you notice that the event registration task lives outside of that main channel, and it's encapsulating the date range. So really cool. I can continue to format this timeline in interesting ways. So by default, we respect the theme of the site. We have a blue site, so the tasks are naturally blue. But I want green today, so I'm going to select the paint bucket here, highlight color, and go with a light green. I think that looks really classy. I can also control my width of the timeline. So for example, you notice that it's stretching to fill the browser. But I want to make sure that every team member on my team is looking at the exact same timeline and the exact same resolution. So I can adjust it here, and I can lock timeline width, expand the browser again, and now it's locked. It won't fill the page. So I can literally control every single pixel on this timeline. Pretty cool. Now, you may be noticing that some of my tasks are yelling at me. They're red. That's because they're due in the past, and they're not complete. It's super easy to mark task as complete. We have this checkbox affordance here. I can click Vision Deck because I'm on top of my work. I'm getting that done. And I know Pavel as well is getting the AV in production done. And when I click this, you'll notice that we'll strike through the task visually, and we'll also turn that late task that was yelling at me in red back to black because we're done. We're on time. Pretty cool. So I have everything looking pretty close to what I want. I'm going to now jump. You know what? One more. I'm going to grab the final checkpoint here. And from the callout, I'm also going to add it to the timeline. The callout is great for a preview. So it consistently throughout the ecosystem, you'll have this task callout, which will give the team member, whoever is looking at it, all the details they need. I'll add that one as well. All right, great. And now that my task list and my timeline are looking good, I'm going to switch back to the homepage. And that project summary that we had that was barren before and needed some details is now lit up. So you'll notice that we have the milestone countdown on the left. This is telling me the next task on my timeline, how many days are remaining. So I always know what's the next milestone coming up. The same timeline we had before. And I'm also getting a preview of late and upcoming stuff. So if I slide over, I can actually drill into the exact task, the smaller task that may not be on the timeline, and see which of those are late and upcoming. So Eric, complete budget, not good, man. I can follow up with him if he were on link, which he's not, because he's probably slacking again. I could follow up, start a phone call, start an IM with him, and figure out what's going on with complete budget. But this isn't just limited to tasks. There's lots of interesting things that may be upcoming in your project. So let's switch to the calendar, for example. On Thursday, I think we need to have an executive sync up. 3 p.m. is good. And now if I go back and drill into the upcoming, you'll see that the executive sync up is appearing here, right in line with the tasks that are upcoming. And it's displayed as a meeting. It's giving me the times it's starting and finishing as opposed to, you know, when it's due and who it's being assigned to. So this project summary web part is able to aggregate all of the things with dates that it can understand to give you a clear list of what's upcoming and what's late in the project. So if I added a second task list, for example, that data would also appear. Oh, look at Eric. You've assigned me a task. You're already late. You'll get right on it. Well, good. That's great. So the last thing I'll do is maybe at mention Garth and say, come check it out. Here's where we're at with the marketing event. And now I know, because I've at mentioned Eric and I've at mentioned Garth, Eric was able to respond because he got an email and an at mention from his feed. So he knew that about the site, and now Garth knows. Garth doesn't have to worry that me and Eric are slacking and that we're not getting it done. And I think you saw that in literally 10, 15 minutes, I'm able to put together a super compelling timeline to give everybody, all the key stakeholders and team members, a clear sense of where we're going and what's next. So in SharePoint 2013, team sites are your base for collaboration. This is where you're going to put your documents. This is where you're going to have your consolidated conversations. And task lists are an app that you can quickly add to organize all the to-dos and all the work you need to track. The timeline is great for literally in seconds, looking like a genius and giving everybody a clear sense of where we're going and what the high-level plan is. And this is great for both team members, but also key stakeholders that are always interested in just the high-level plan. Where are we at? How are we doing? And the project summary takes that to the next level and gives you an overview of also what's upcoming and what's late, including the details. So now we'll switch to Eric, and he'll show you how a team member is going to consume that experience with all the various projects they're a part of.
Thanks, Bobby. So now we're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about how team tasks support productive social collaboration and help users get organized to get work done better. Boy, that's really tricking me. What we've designed is a system to help you stay on top of your work. What Bobby just demonstrated was a great set of technology for helping an individual project get on track with a list of to-dos that they have, decompose the work, and then store all their collateral into a consistent place to help them work better. But what about you? You're someone who works on 5, 6, or 7 projects at a time, and you need a system to help you see it all. In addition, you want the ability to have some impact on that list of work, not just the aggregate work from other bosses and taskmasters like Bobby, but a way to make that your own and to add to-dos on projects that you've been assigned, or to also add personal tasks, surround the system out, and to make it reflect the total set of work that you have to do. And in the context of all that, you want a system to be able to help you prioritize, to be able to help you execute better today and plan better for tomorrow. And the My Tasks view in the My Site is the system to help you with that. I think we're good to go. So like Bobby, at Contoso, I start my day in the news feed. And what I like to do in the news feed is get a pulse of what's happening in the organization and see where I can pitch in across projects. Here we have a number of notifications. Some of them are just notifications to the entire company. Some of them are notifications targeted at a specific project, like strategic planning. And because I follow that project, I see that here. And some of them are directly at me. And these are things that people really want my attention towards. The way that I consume those is I go to the mentions view. And in the mentions view, I can see a list of all the conversations that are happening at me or about me in the system. And that's one way I can get a sense of the work that I'm required. But there are some other more structured ways of mentioning someone that are task assignments. And from the mentions view, I can get a sense of the work that I'm required to do across a collection of projects. So here you can see that people have assigned me tasks in two separate projects here. And if I wanted to, I could actually consume this by going from project site, drilling in, and seeing my specific assignments in the context of all of this. There are plenty of reasons to look into the project site, but if I want to get a handle on everything that I need to do, all those specific requests that are made of me, it's a little bit inefficient. So where I would turn is to the My Tasks view, which is available on the left-hand side of your newsfeed. When I visit My Tasks for the first time, I'm taken to the Active view. And this is an aggregate view of all of the tasks that are assigned to you across the farm, across SharePoint sites, across your Exchange mailbox, and across Project Server as well, if your tenant's equipped with it. And what I see here is a familiar tasks list. It has a lot of the same UI affordances that that Bobby's tasks list had. Things that are late or due today are in red. Tasks are lighter weight. We haven't complicated the view with a lot of fields that you don't always need, such as start date. Tasks need only a name to be valid in the system. So here I have a number of groupings. I have the personal tasks, which are essentially the tasks without a project, and then grouped by project, all the work that I'm assigned over time. Some of them have dates, some of them don't. So what I would do from here is first I want to interact with these tasks and get more information about them. So if I scroll down, I see the marketing event that Bobby's assigned to me. Clearly, I have a demanding boss, and I want to meet Bobby's goals. I know I'm already late on this task, so I'd like to complete the budget and actually make that happen and really achieve for Bobby, but really to get him off my back. So the way that I can go about doing that is I can take a look at this task, and if it doesn't mean much to me, I can click into that callout to get more context. And some of the context that I get is a countdown view of when the task is due, and that's useful. But really what I want to know is where this marketing event project is and where I need to put the budget. So I can click into the marketing event, find the document library. As Bobby demonstrated, I can drag and drop the document in, and then I am now done with that project. So if I go back to the tasks view and scroll down, did I mark that as complete as on the transition? Where did it go? I think I might have marked that as complete on the transition. But all I would need to do is to mark the task as complete as I did right there. Now we let this task hang for a little bit because just in case you accidentally mark a task as complete, you don't want it to disappear immediately. You want to be able to sort of thoughtfully mark a task as complete. But don't worry, if you mark a task as complete and you didn't mean to, it's always present here in the completed view. So far what we've demonstrated is that the My Tasks view, and in particularly the active pivot, is the aggregate sum of work that has been assigned to me thoughtfully by people like Bobby. But what about if I wanted to create some to-dos in here for myself? So for example, if I have a personal task that I want to have, such as hiring additional staff. I can write that task in here. It doesn't require a due date because it's something that, although important, isn't urgent, and I don't really have an action plan on getting additional staff here. The other thing I probably want to do today is make sure that I give a successful demo. And that is due today. And like that, you can see it's really easy to create personal tasks in the system. Sometimes, though, you want to be able to create a to-do on a project, and that's easy as well. If I go to the strategic planning project, and you can see that I have a collection of audit items here, something that might be useful for me to do is to create an audit template. And in doing so, I can be a little bit more organized. The lock indicator here is important. This indicates that a task is private to me, and neither Bobby nor any PM nor anyone else in the system is going to see this task. It only exists within my MySight. And that's great for me to decompose the work and take to-dos and action items of my own. But if I actually want to promote this task into the project, we have a facility for that as well. It's actually quite easy. So if I click into the callout and edit the task, we bring up the task information form. And this is the form for a personal task, so it's really reduced in the complexity that's in here. But all I need to do is click to make it public. And what we do in the background is we actually send that task out to the project site that is related here and re-aggregate it as a SharePoint task. So now you can see that the lock is gone. And if I navigate through the callout into the tasks list, the audit template will be visible here as well, right there. So there's one final source of tasks that we haven't really covered yet, and that is the river of requests and items that come through the newsfeed in SharePoint. So I like to think of the newsfeed as a river. There's a lot of delicious fish that pass by, but if you're not ready with your net at the moment that it happens to cross your path, you might be disappointed and hungry. So let me show you how the MyTasks view is actually that net. So if I go down to this item here for the morale event, you can see that I've already posted a facetious response and trying to get the team to go base jumping. But really, I want to work on this project. I want to suggest some things that might be a little bit safer and comply with our insurance. So what I can do is click on the callout and just click into follow up. And what that does, as you can see from the notification, is that it moves it into my personal tasks view. So you can think of this as marking an email as unread or marking an email for follow up in Outlook. We applied the same gesture, the same metaphor in the social feed to give people a better way to stay on top of the work that passes in the newsfeed. All right. So at this point we've aggregated a bunch of tasks, we decomposed the tasks to make it a little bit more personal, and we've even gone and pulled some items in from the social newsfeed. And all of this has made my tasks list a little bit long. And what we found is that as tasks lists increase in size, people tend to fall off the wagon. They get a little bit overwhelmed. They feel like they don't know where to start. And they typically resort to, something that looks a little bit like this, paper or Post-it notes. So to help people separate the important tasks from the rest, we've created the important and upcoming view. The goal of the important and upcoming view is to give you a near-term view of the things that are required of you, a facility for marking tasks as important and pulling them off the long list, and a bit of broader context about where that work fits in over time. So let me start at the bottom of this view and unpack it a little bit. The upcoming view is the aggregate list. It's like the active view, but it's filtered to a few weeks in the past and a few weeks in the future. So it helps to focus you on the things that are coming up in the near term. The important view acts very much like a Post-it note. So what you can do with the important view is if you were to go to your active view, here it is. If I go to my active view and find a task that I really want to focus on today, like this final audit for operations, because I happen to be with the operations people, and I know it's ahead of time, and I know I'm behind in some tasks, but I'd like to get ahead in this one. What I can do is just mark that as important by clicking on the exclamation point, and in the upcoming view, it'll be in that filtered list of tasks. The nice thing about the important view is, in addition to being the place where I can rescue items from my long list and create a short list, it functions exactly like a Post-it note in a lot of ways. It's small, it limits you to marking a smaller number of tasks, and it actually has a lot of the adhesive properties of a Post-it note as well. If I don't, act on any one of these tasks, over 2 weeks, they'll age off the list. And you'll start to see this by the exclamation point getting pink, and then kind of gray, and then cleared out, and then over 2 weeks, the item will actually fall off the important list. It'll still be in the active list, but by my inaction, the system helps me realize that that task wasn't actually important. But like a Post-it note, just a little bit of pressure in the right place, and the task will hang around for another 2 weeks. So if you see the important exclamation point start to degrade and you want to preserve that task for a later day, just simply click on the exclamation point and you'll stick it on the list for another 2 weeks. The final part of this view is the timeline. And the timeline gives you that broader context of your work and how that lines up over time. Like the other timeline in the project site, it's fully customizable. I can change the layout, I can change the colors, et cetera. I can even remove items from this timeline just so I can clear out the view and make it a little bit more managed or curated. So I can customize the timeline view. I can also customize any of the basic attributes of this view. We've put a lot of research into the durations of times that we show, where the timeline is a week in the past, I think, and 2 weeks in the future. The upcoming view is a two-week and two-week view, and the important view expires after 2 weeks. But you can customize that as well if you find that the system's not working as well as it could for you. That's easy to do from the Tasks tab on the ribbon. So if I click into the settings, you can see all the settings that I just mentioned, the durations that we'll look into the past, how long we'll actually go looking for old tasks that are in the past. All of those settings are customizable here, even down to the coloring that we use by default for the timeline. So Project Phoenix isn't exactly synonymous with the color mauve. And if I wanted to create something that's a little bit more sensible for that project, I can go and select red. Click Save, and now I know that any red task on my timeline is something that came out of the Phoenix project. So the first part of this demo was the active view and how we aggregate tasks from all your projects. The second part of this demo was the important and upcoming view and how we give you tools to manage the set of work that's being required and to be more productive today, as well as plan better for the future. All of this aggregation is driven by something that we call the Work Management Service. It's a service that was developed in SharePoint with the help of the project team, and it's a system built for purpose for aggregating tasks. On demand, from the My Tasks view, we employ search, and we go out and we go out to all of the sites that are in SharePoint and find tasks that you've been assigned to. So if you have the assigned to column in a tasks list and your name is there, we'll use search and a collection of events as well to bring that list back to the Work Management Service and display that aggregate view in the My Tasks page. When you make an update to any one of those tasks, the update is made directly to the source. So you saw some of that in how I completed a task or when I promoted a task to being public. The updates are made directly to the source. This is a design decision because we wanted to make sure that the project manager was always in the know with the latest updates. We didn't want to lose these updates, and so writing them back to the source and then re-aggregating them was the most efficient way to do that. I talked a little bit about the task sources earlier. Out of the box, we support SharePoint tasks lists, any task list, so workflow tasks will aggregate here as well. We support tasks that come to you from Exchange, and we'll talk about that in the next demo. We also support tasks from Project Server. And as depending on where these tasks come from, the callout may get a little bit richer. So if I want to see the context of a Project Server task, by clicking into the Project Server tasks callout, I'll actually see its place in the hierarchy, and I'll see the predecessors and the dependencies and the upstream assignments in that project that could help me be a little bit more effective. Also in the future, we hope to, actually this spring, we hope to release extensibility documentation so that your third-party system, your change management system, or your defect tracking system can actually participate in this as well and take advantage of the network effect of our aggregation of all of your SharePoint work as well as your non-SharePoint external work. So this set of investments, the Work Management Service and the My Tasks page, help individuals stay on top of their work. The aggregator is the system for finding all your work. Fallout is that net that allows you to collect action items as they pass by in the news feed. Private Tasks help you have a little bit of say in the work that you do in the given day. And the important and upcoming view helps you make sense of it all. And all of that works great if you're in front of the browser or if you're at work in front of your PC. But if I look around the room, the number of mobile devices in here is staggering, and I can tell that we have a highly mobile workforce here. So in order for you to get value out of the system, you need a set of tools that support your mobile work and follows you to where the work goes. And that that is accomplished through exchange synchronization and our support for mobile devices. So this is the part at which the demo is going to get a little bit scary. We have a bevy of electronic devices up here, mobile devices, to help you stay on top of your work. Because we recognize that folks have choice in the devices that they use, and they want their work to follow them where they are on any device. So what I've got here for added demo risk is my very own Windows mobile phone. And this is Windows Mobile 7.5. That's important because in case you haven't yet stood in the long line for Windows Mobile 8 and you're still on 7.5, you can take advantage of all this task synchronization today. So I'll show you a bit of that now. So if I click into my calendar, I can see the a traditional calendar view. But in Windows Mobile 7.5, they added to-dos. And if I just scroll over, I can see the aggregate list of all the work that I'm assigned across all of those projects, that exact same list of tasks from SharePoint, right here in my phone. So what I can do is I can drill into a task like the internal audit and mark that task as complete. I can also see the give a successful demo here. I would like to be done with that as well. preemptive checkbox. That was for the first part of the demo. And so across my Windows mobile phone, I can get a sense of those to-dos. Sometimes I want to work on a different type of slate. So here I have an Apple iPad, and this is running iOS 6. Actually, since iOS 5, they've supported the ability to synchronize tasks with Exchange as well. So again, with the tools that you have in your hands, you can take advantage of the task synchronization that we support. So here, I can see exactly the same set of tasks. I can actually enter tasks here. So I can add tasks here as well. And after a few moments, this task will replicate back to the system as well. So no matter where I go, I can always connect with my work and see what I'm required to do and get that work done. But as we mentioned a little bit earlier and we talked about the call out, sometimes the context of your work is important as well. And the tasks list just isn't entirely sufficient for seeing about the work that you need to do. So in order to address that, what we've done is we've built a collection of built-for-purpose mobile views that are tuned to any device. And if I click into the strategic planning project that I'm a member of, we'll take all of the rich information that's in SharePoint and actually scale it down for your small screen, bringing the most important parts to the screen and letting you interact with them. So in a couple of seconds here, sorry, I have to be over 3G. What we do is we actually show the timeline of the project, and you can interact with the timeline to see where your work needs to happen over time. And that's pretty neat. We've also exposed a late and upcoming view, so you can get the same sense of context from the project site right here. You can see the documents. You can even drill into the tasks list and get the same overall set of understanding of task items that are in the project. All of this is easily configured from the My Tasks view. So if I need to set this up, all I need to do is go to the Tasks tab, click on Sync to Outlook, and check that box and hit OK. Since I'm already syncing, I'm not going to do that. But that is all that an end user on Office 365 needs to do to set up the synchronization and to take advantage of all of this sync across Windows 8 slates, Windows 7 or 7.5 or Windows 8 phones, or other slates such as the iPad or the iPhone. Again with the wrong screen. So in summary, the Exchange synchronization is the backbone of the ability for us to connect to mobile devices. It requires Exchange 2013. In fact, the entire stack needs to be 2013. So SharePoint 2013, Project Server 2013, Exchange 2013. And if you were to set up a tenant online in Office 365 today, all of this is pre-configured so long as you have Exchange and SharePoint. All you would need to do as an end user to enable this is just click on the checkbox to enable synchronization. This also works on premises as well. So if you wanted to configure this in your data centers at home, you can easily configure the SharePoint service and the Exchange service to talk to each other. If you're in a cross-prem scenario, if your mail's in the cloud or SharePoint's on premises, or vice versa, you can configure the relationship as well. It does require a little bit of tuning with server-to-server OAuth, and there's a presentation tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., which will go through all of the exciting details of how to make sure that that's set up correctly. There's also a rich set of documentation online to get yourself set up. One subtle note about the Exchange synchronization is that changes made from the device are only brought back into SharePoint on an interval of every 5 minutes. And this is because we wanted to be responsible in the way that we talk to Exchange and that Exchange talks to SharePoint. Changes made from SharePoint actually write through directly to Exchange. So again, we write back directly to the provider, but changes that come in from that provider need to be aggregated on the next refresh after 5 minutes. And as we attempted to demonstrate here, any device that supports tasks over Exchange Active Sync, I believe Android also in recent updates does, any device that supports tasks over Exchange Active Sync can play, and any app that actually uses Exchange Active Sync can interact with those tasks as well. And across the Windows Store, the Apple iOS marketplace, there's a pile of task management applications out there that have slightly different variants in their UI. You can use any one you want. Whatever makes you more productive, know that the work management service and the My Tasks aggregation will be there to find all your work and bring it to that surface and help you get work done. Thanks.
Great. So, you've seen what the SharePoint 2013 task management platform can provide, but that's just where we're starting. We're not finishing there. We're going to continue to innovate because task management space is ever evolving. So now I'm going to cover how you can take the platform we've showed and extend it in a bunch of different interesting ways to meet your needs. So the first one I want to cover is, let's say that you need some richer scheduling or you want some rich reporting around your projects. I'm going to go back to the original site I created at the beginning of this, the marketing event project. I'm going to go to the task list. And because I'm not just an accidental project manager, somebody that got forced by Garth to create a project, now I'm playing the role of somebody maybe with a PMP or that does richer scheduling, I'm going to open this in Microsoft Project. So from the list tab of the task list, I can click open with project. Let's see if the internet holds out long enough to do this.
Bold, Bobby.
I know, risky click. What you're going to get in a few seconds, assuming this, assuming the internet blesses us, is it's going to pull down that task list as a Microsoft Project plan. And Microsoft Project has also done a ton of features in this release, the number one being reporting. So what you see here is the timeline. This is the exact same timeline that I had in the project site. You'll notice that even the bars are green, right? I can actually go to create reports in this getting started experience, and look at this. I have dynamically generated reports out of box, no work. That report, you see my name, you see Eric's name, you see the people I assigned, I'm already getting a burn down in a work status chart, and that took 5 seconds. Before I told you that the team site with the task list made me look like a genius to my boss, this might get me a promotion, because I can take this. This is all office art, including the timeline. I can take this, I can click copy, I can go into a PowerPoint. I have this project status PowerPoint. I'm going to click in there, hit paste. You'll notice that because it's office art, it reflects the theme of the PowerPoint. So the Friday at 5 p.m., let's update everyone. I can, you know, go to the timeline and copy that for an email. All of this stuff Microsoft Project's great at. We're going to point you to a couple other sessions at the end of ours if you want to learn more about Project and Project Server and how they can take the task management platform and extend it in a number of various ways. So that's great.
Can you save that back as well?
Yeah, I can save it back as well. Let's see if the internet works. I'm going to prove I'm not lying, I'm going to format this and make it blue. I'm going to hit save. And this is great because the project will actually stay in the project site, so there's no copies of Microsoft Project plans and being out of sync. Now if I go back to the project site and hit refresh, any changes I made, like if I added the rich scheduling that project added, has that saved yet? Still saving. There we go. One more refresh in a second. But that'll actually live in the project site itself, so everybody has the true state of the project plan. And again, any of that scheduling, when I hit save, it'll sync the updates to the task. So that's great. We'll visit that in a second if it finally saves. So that's one interesting way of how you can extend the task management platform. Another great investment this release is the app platform that SharePoint has. And in a combination with the task management features we have, plus the app platform, you can begin to do some really, really interesting things. We on the SharePoint team are working in an agile manner. We do agile development. You guys familiar with agile? So, you know, you have your list of key stories and user scenarios that you have in your backlog. You break those down into tasks, and then you assign them to sprints. Those sprints are a week or two. And so you're always able to fluidly change and your work and whatnot. This is great. The timeline's great for, you know, communicating to Eric and others about where the project status is at. Now you see my timeline bar is blue because it's safe. But we wanted to consume that in a different way, and a lot of how people consume tasks in an agile manner is on a task board. Are you guys familiar with that? So what I have here is a task board app. This is a SharePoint app that I went and clicked add an app, went to the marketplace, picked it out, and just added it to my site. I'm going to drill into that task board. And this will load all the tasks in that task list on a rich digital task board. So you'll see the general layout here. I have all of my tasks in their various columns, so not started, in progress, completed, etc. I have all of the team members who are working on that project, so you see Eric here. This has link status, so again, if Eric were online or I wanted to spin up a conversation with him, I can do that right from the app. I can also create a new task from here. So let's say that we need better internet. Create a new task. If I, you know, wanted to clarify that, I can jump right in with like an inline editing experience there. Assignment is super easy. You know, I'm giving Eric work, so let's keep the trend going. I can assign that. I can assign better work or better Wi-Fi to Eric via drag and drop. Multi assignment is completely supported, so I can. I don't trust Eric. I'll throw some other people that maybe actually can get this done. I know that book speakers and book or in the press release rather are making progress. So to move those, I can just drop those in line. I can even reorganize things within the column. So a very fluid task board-like experience. Okay, you know what? I need Allie to help out. I can add a team member right there. Yep, there's Allie. Click that. So now Allie's on the team. Again, I can drag her onto various tasks. So that's really cool. The task board will actually respect the theme of your site. So they showed at the keynote, they even mentioned that you can theme your site in a bunch of interesting ways. I could change the theme of my site, and this will naturally pick it up. But in addition, I can also make these tasks appear different. Maybe my team says all tasks that are on fire, are really late, or need help should be red. So I can select, let's say, the better Wi-Fi, and I get the same call out that we've shown throughout the presentation again, so I'm able to get more details. But I have a highlight feature here. So these top are just standard highlight colors. The bottom ones actually are themeable colors. So if I change the theme, this bottom row will stay in sync with that and reflect that. I can click red, and there the task is red. So change it back. I can change a bunch of colors. So great. The other thing I can do is create flexible views. So if I wanted to create a new view, how this is being driven, again, because all of this stuff is on the task list, I'm able to select from existing choice columns on the list, so priority is one that comes out of box. I could go ahead and set that and give it a name like priority and hit save. I also have the option of creating a new choice column and giving the values right there in line. So once this is done warming up, all the priority view will be created, and I'll be able to move my stuff along normal, high, or low priority, right? So I can drag and drop those because that's high priority. Complete budget's low priority. Probably doesn't make sense, but yeah. So really easy to switch that and move those tasks along. So this is great for showing how we at Microsoft and you can extend task management and really have it cater to meet your needs. But we wanted to go beyond that. We wanted to actually enable agile development using our task management, like I said. And one of the things that's super critical to task management in an agile manner is being able to do it from anywhere, maybe not just your desk. So I would love to walk around with you guys and walk around the room and demonstrate this, but all of the task board is drag and drop touch enabled on Windows 8 tablets and iOS as well. So watch the screen. I'm on my Windows 8 device here, and I'm going to move better Wi-Fi to in progress from touch device. And you'll notice that syncs in live time. So not only is it about being able to work wherever, it's about everybody on the team having an instant, true sense of the world. So if Eric wants to actually do some work, he can begin to move tasks. And my hands are free. I'm not doing anything. And Eric's going to be able to drag and drop, woo, right? I can put these things side by side and show you how this works, right? So we are making true updates to task. The reserve venue here is incomplete. And when I mark it as complete, you will see it appear right in line. Whereas if I were to move reserve venue back to in progress, so it's not complete, and I refresh the page, you'll see that we're updating again the actual percent complete on the task. So again, it's not complete there. Agile is also important. It's also important to get that backlog experience where you have the user stories and you have the sprint structured. So what I did before Eric was talking is create two views. The first is the backlog view. So this is just like the new custom choice column view that I created earlier. I'm able to actually set up a backlog and move things to various sprints. So I can move book catering into this sprint, for example, 11/12 through 11/23. And you'll see that I have I believe, 5 tasks here. If I drill into current sprint, what I've done is created a view, but also filtered it down to just focus on that particular value. So now you're able to see how the team members can be on the current sprint, just focused on what we're working on. I, as the product owner or the person managing this particular sprint, I can be in the backlog view updating these things and moving things in and out of the sprint. And everybody's able to get a true sense of the world. So you like this? Pretty cool? Well, that's good, because I'm pleased to announce today that we are going to make this available in the marketplace for free around GA. So we're not just using this for us. We hope you use it as well. And I hope that you can see that if you have developers or you're motivated, you can actually make an app to take the task management platform that Eric and I have been spending time on showing you today and extend it to meet your specific business needs. We don't know what those are in particular. But you can definitely have those meet your needs. In addition, the app marketplace will grow. And so there may be developers out in the world, and they want to make a little bit of money. You can buy their apps and also extend the task management platform. And we certainly at Microsoft are not done. So this app is just a hint of the beginning. We have a bunch of interesting ideas and ways we want to innovate the platform. And with Office 365 in the app marketplace, we're no longer limited to waiting 2.5-3 years to get that to you. We can deliver it almost instantaneously. So like I said, Task as a platform, you can extend it. Project Professional and Project Server are very interesting from scheduling and reporting aspect. And obviously, the app platform is super interesting. Eric and I are not the experts on those two in particular, but these people are. So for the sessions that were yesterday, I believe they're being recorded, and you can go back and watch. And on Thursday, we still have a report on and scheduled tasks with Project Professional. So if that's interesting to you, I encourage you to go check out the session there on Thursday.
Thanks, Bobby. So in closing, we just wanted to touch on the 4 key themes of this presentation before we open up for questions. The first theme is that the team tasks features of SharePoint help teams get organized around individual projects. The tasks list helps you write down a list of things to do. The site is a place to store the documents and to group and communicate in the news feed. The My Tasks view and the My Site help individuals collaborate. They help people connect with their work to be able to find all their work, make their own, and execute better. When you're not in front of your PC and when you're mobile, our support for Exchange synchronization and our breadth of mobile device support helps liberate you from your desk and connects you with your work where the work is happening. And finally, the platform that supports all this is a platform for innovation. We showed you some of the projects we've been working on with the task board. We also showed you how the apps that we're releasing in Project and Project Server can aggregate this or can participate in this ecosystem as well, take advantage of those tasks, and actually bring their own information to enrich the system. So, questions. Let me open up Twitter, and then I guess in parallel, we can take a few questions from the audience while I'm getting that done.
Please use the microphone so that we can capture the questions.
There's a microphone there and there.
Go ahead.
When you imported the task list into MS Project, there was the assumption that it was based on 8 hours, that task. Is there any way
Can you repeat it?
When you imported the task list from the project site into MS Project, you assumed that it was 8 hours of work that was imported. Is there any way that we can somehow manipulate that? So let's say if I have 4 or 5 tasks versus 2 hours?
So Microsoft Project takes any task, or it has by default 1 day equals 8 hours of work, right? That adjusts for calendars in different locales, but I'm talking to US and English. So when we bring those tasks in, it's just putting in the start and finish dates of the task from SharePoint into there, and then it calculates that way. Now, the great thing, and I didn't show this, is I could have easily just hopped into the Gantt sheet that's great in Microsoft Project, change the amount of days or change the actual work value, and that'll update. I can go even further, and I could select the work column to be synced back to my SharePoint list. So if I want to actually have team members input the work value there, I can actually say, yeah, put that column on the task list, and then from now on I'll sync it. So.
And that would work with remaining work as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Any column.
Thank you.
I'll take the one question from the Twitter.
All right.
So if tasks are assigned to a group, will it show up as one for me if I'm a member of that group? Tasks do support multi-assignment in SharePoint.
Yep.
You can assign several folks to a task in a SharePoint tasks list. Because SharePoint is not quite as rich and sophisticated as Project, what that ends up being is there's one task to which four people are assigned. And so if Bobby were to complete the budget,
yep,
and I'm also assigned to the budget, the task actually gets completed for both of us. As we look to the future and things that we could do, bringing in the concept of assignments deeper into SharePoint is certainly an opportunity for further growth in the system. But as it stands now, when he and I both get aggregated the budget task, if he completes it, it's complete.
And drilling in more there with the groups feature, I don't believe the My Task will show things assigned to the groups because we envision that people will assign it to a group. But really, when the work's getting done, it actually needs to be assigned to the team member. And there's lots of workflows that go through that approval process and do that.
Yeah.
So the minute it gets assigned to the actual team member, then it'll instantly appear. So.
We only assign to named users. From that side.
I have two quick questions. The first is, if you get a mention or if a task is assigned to you, will it send you an email or some sort of alert so that you don't have to go to SharePoint?
At mentions, in terms of like when I commented to Eric in the feed and at mentioned him, those get an email. The mention that was auto-generated for saying the task is assigned to you in this particular site does not get an email today. That's something we're considering. The concern there is the amount of spam, right? And I think you'll see us do more notifications going forward, both in the feed and out of the feed. So if you have feedback, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah, but if you do, if you are an active, avid MyTasks user and you're refreshing there, it'll be aggregated within minutes.
Right.
And with the synchronization, that's why we kind of leaned against sending you an email as well as assigning you the task and putting it in there. We wanted to be very clear about tasks being the place you go to find tasks.
Yeah, we didn't cover it today, but all of the notification infrastructure that existed in SharePoint 2010 is still there. So you can definitely have registered notifications for when I receive task assignments or if any item on the list is modified. That still is there, and you're able to do that.
And the second question?
Yeah, lines. If you are assigned a task and you haven't completed and it's past due, can you get reminders, or can you get reminders as it's almost due?
We don't have a reminder system built around this. We do a lot in the UI to try to highlight the lateness or the urgency of things and to focus your attention, but it's not quite as communicative about those things. It doesn't have a lot of like outbound email or we purposefully made it a little bit less loud than that by design.
Okay. Great questions.
Yeah. Over here.
Hi, hopefully two quick ones. first, in the upcoming and important view,
yep,
some of us, like myself, were colorblind. So is there any way to list the project site in that list below, not on the timeline, but in the list below, can you expose a column that shows what site that task is coming from?
In the timeline?
No, in the late upcoming.
In the important and upcoming view.
So much like on Active, where it's grouped by the projects, he's right, asking for a similar type grouping or having the column on which it's a part of.
That's good feedback, actually. We removed those headers because we felt like the number of tasks you would work on, like if you were using that thing very actively, you would have one or two tasks per project, and we found that we were losing a lot of screen res to headers. So we pulled the headers out based on some user feedback, but it is also feedback on the accessibility there to make sure that there is some affordance.
You will be able to get that from the call out, but there's not going to be a way to like at a glance just check.
Yeah, we
before.
Don't have a column in there for project.
Okay. And then second one, that view where I can see all of my tasks, is there a way to make that public so that, let's say, a PM can quickly come in and look at, instead of assigning me a task right away, can they come in and look and see all the stuff that I'm working on?
Presently that's private only to you, and it was a decision made because, like, in the focus groups that we had, folks folks were a little split on that. Some folks felt like they would never use a system that other people could prowl around in, and then other folks explicitly wanted to be able to show their boss the view. And so I think as we look to the future, we're trying to figure out how to incorporate both. Those tasks are actually secured as well. They're in a private hidden list that's ACLed only to you anyway. So,
yeah. What I will say is you're blurring our line between SharePoint and Project Server as well.
Yeah.
So the answer for Project Server is yes, absolutely. And like we said, all the SharePoint tasks naturally are in Project Server this release.
Yeah.
So definitely check out the sessions there if you're interested in that. And yeah, appreciate the feedback because we're very interested in enabling that in SharePoint potentially. So
yeah.
Thanks.
Is there a feature that we can set up the defaulted incoming task or the important task view? For example, I want to see only 2 weeks from the current date, 2 weeks, all the tasks from the current date I want to see on the view. When I open my task list, is there a way that calculation and to show me only the task within 2 weeks from the current date?
Yeah, so all of our settings, so the settings page that I showed is relative to today. And if you wanted to show the tasks that were within the two-week horizon, there's a setting in there for the upcoming view, and just say 14 in the past and 14 in the future. And actually, one little nicety here is that your selection between the active view and the important upcoming is stateful. So the next time you view, you go back to your tasks list, you will get to the last page that you saw. So if the important and upcoming works for you, it's great. If you're the kind of person that needs to see the long list and you never want to see the important and upcoming view again, you can just keep loading my task and you'll get the experience that you left off on. So yeah, exactly what you want.
Okay, thanks. Hi, I have two questions. One is on the Agile view.
Yeah.
If you have been in an organization where there was a mandate to have projects in Project Server for portfolio management, but a lot of project managers didn't use it because they used Agile. So if your task list comes from Project Server or Project, is that Agile view still useful?
Yeah, absolutely. So here's what I'll say. And I don't want to get too heavy on Project Server, so definitely check out the overview sessions on that. In this release, the project site that I created at the beginning of the marketing event, Project Server has the ability to bring that into Project Server and make that equivalent to a project that you used to create in Project Server. So the accidental project manager like me that doesn't want to do structured stuff can continue living in SharePoint and never even know it's in Project Server. Somebody in the org has just said, yep, these lightweight projects we also want to include with our rich project data for the reporting and stuff. And then you can slap on the Agile app on top of that.
Okay.
If you have a formal project in Project Server that's heavily structured and comes from the portfolio and all that, that has a SharePoint site to it, and you'll see it looks almost identical to the one I created.
Sure.
The difference there is when you go to the task list, we, as opposed to 2010 in Project Server, actually now show the actual project on the team site. But you'll get a little status bar that says, the project's not editable, you need to go to Project Server to edit it. So at that point, the Agile board currently will render it in kind of a read-only mode.
Okay.
But you really need to make it a visibility project. And I encourage you to go check out the Project Server session. It'll have all the details on that.
Yeah, I've been doing that. And so the second question is, if you are in an organization that is not employing My Sites, I'm assuming the My Task thing is just not possible. So what other pieces that you showed today might depend on My Sites being employed versus just having site collections with task lists?
Yeah, I think it was only My Tasks in Exchange synchronization. We should follow up offline because I think we actually have an affordance for turning on Exchange Sync not through the My Site.
Yeah.
But the aggregator.
Anything Eric showed today, that's at risk. Anything I showed is safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
But find me.
Okay.
We'll play.
Thanks.
That's that.
She might have just answered part of the question, but the work, the service that does the aggregation of all the tasks across all the sites, is that actually a SharePoint service or is that an Exchange?
SharePoint service.
So that's actually in a SharePoint service, and will it go cross farm? So if I have a farm that does project over here and I have a farm that does corporate over here, will it go across the two farms?
So what we can but it is not, so the scenario that does not work is multiple project server farms and trying to do a federation across multiple server project server farms.
Sure.
That explicitly is out.
Okay.
The scenario that it does work in is where your Exchange lives in one premise, like on premises or in the cloud, and SharePoint lives in the other space. I think the other limitation is that project server needs to live in the farm where SharePoint is. So if you do want to aggregate project server tasks, they will be out of the SharePoint farm that your MySite, that the MySite lives in. So long way of answering that is not really, but those are the rules that will help you plan for deployment.
Okay. Real quick, second question on the Agile stuff that you showed. Actual Agile development with developers and TFS, is there any way to get those TFS tasks up into there? Do you have to pipe it through Project Server?
You'll need to check in with Project and Project Server. So
okay.
They have a story with how they connect to TFS. The other thing is, again, it's one app or service away. So there's definitely other solutions out there that sync between TFS and SharePoint tasks.
Cool.
Yeah,
and we're intending to be built for provider extensibility.
Awesome.
Yeah. We just don't have it
the,
yet.
The TFS has their own task boards,
I
believe, in their latest version.
Yeah.
So really the question is, why do you want the stuff that's in TFS to get into SharePoint? And when you have the answer to that, it makes my ability to give you guidance as to what best way to proceed a little easier. So maybe we follow up offline.
Right.
But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Great session, by the way.
Thank you.
So we'll take all the rest of the questions down front. We got to switch over. Thank you very much for your
time.
Thank
you, everyone.